1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH, Sutter Time, 752. Second Thursday of each month, we check in with State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Well, you sent me, you're going to talk about prep for next year's session, and I guess that means you're running for another term, right, after some thoughts?
Yes, I have filed. And I will declare imminently, although I guess I have technically declared. I'm just opening up my accounts and getting things ready to start my fundraising.
All right. Was it a tough decision?
No. I walked out of the session a little bit frustrated on a couple of the bills I wanted to see passed and things I'll work on in the next session. But overall, it was a successful session. I brought home, the delegation brought home some decent funding for Greenwich, so I was very proud of that.
All right. What were some of the things that frustrated you, though, in the session?
Well, there was a bill I was trying to bring forward on a reform for basically rehabbing factories, rehabbing unused facilities in some of our inner cities. And this is a battle I ran with the State Historic Preservation Office, which I expect I'll be able to take care of going forward.
Okay. Now, Boys and Girls Club, the work there continues?
Yes, I was. I took a tour, last week with Senator Murphy and the House delegation. We were there to see what they've done to the building. They've stripped it down to the frame inside. In many of the areas, they're expanding the facility to do more STEM and teachable moments for the clients of the club. It's going to be able to continue the mission of the club for the next 30 or 40 years.
All right. Speaking with State Representative Stephen Meskers, we were talking about that traffic right at the that construction by the I-287 and 95. Anything you know about that? When it's going to be wrapped up? Seems like it's been there a long time.
Well, the interchange itself with 287 is done, but now you've got a lot of repaving, and I think one of the entrance ramps there has to be worked on still, and that's the entrance coming off of 287. I see them work there, and they're still working on that and in the paving. Between exits 1 and exit 6, they're putting in new paving, which luckily DOT did some research on, and they look like they're going to be putting in more quiet pavement technology there. And smoothing out the roadbed. I mean, it's a typical service. That road is so heavily trafficked that it's essential that we get that done.
All right. Going to give you a chance to take off your state representative hat, put on your RTM hat as the legislative body had its last meeting before summertime. What'd you think?
Overall, it was a pretty good meeting. I was a little concerned the Department of Health issues on the noise ordinance. I mean, there I felt that the members of the board who had voted to vacate their responsibility on the noise ordinance could have been a little bit more apologetic for tossing us into state control for voiding the town's noise ordinances. And luckily, the RTM stepped up to the plate and were able to reinstate the noise ordinance and get it operable. And now we have to look at enforcement going forward.
Did you vote though in favor of the two members that in committee? They didn't do too well, but they were voted overwhelmingly. Did you vote in front of Dr. Gant?
I voted against one of the candidates, and I voted in favor of the other candidate, who seemed to be somewhat more apologetic. But neither one issued an apology, and I was a little concerned about that.
All right. So for next year's session, what things you'd be working on? You mentioned the rehab of some of those sites, maybe contaminated. What other things you prepping for as you go through the summer talking to constituents?
Well, I'm going to be up there, and we did pass a bill, which I was very proud of, on a Mystic tourism bill, and the bill is pretty broad ranged. Over the course of the last year, the last 2 years in session, we received requests from both the aquarium and the Seaport Museum. The Seaport Museum is looking to build a exhibit hall for all the boats that they have acquired, and I think it would be a great tourist attraction. And the area around there has sparked a tremendous amount of tourism, and I'm trying to get the DOT involved as well to look at some type of facilities to potentially a trolley, potentially parking off of 95, so that we can increase the level of tourism, but without, you know, making the place unworkable on a congestion basis. So I'm trying to look at and explore what the opportunities are to grow the tourism revenue there. You know, the states, in a state like Connecticut, there's no regional tax base. Everything is based on the income tax. That revenue ends up in Hartford and comes back in dribs and drabs across the state. I think the big revenue stream that we need to focus on is the sales tax revenue, and not by increasing the sales tax by any measure, but increasing tourism and economic revenue in the tourist sites, the restaurants, et cetera, building up the area so that we can compete with, areas in Rhode Island, you know, like Watch Hill. I want to make sure that we become an even larger tourist destination in that corridor where there's tremendous things to do and beautiful things to see.
And then finally, what's your reaction to the governor's veto of the bill on striking workers and a fund for them?
Well, you know, frankly, I think providing funding for striking workers out of state revenue, which comes out of either the unemployment fund or general revenues, is probably not a wise strategy. You know, I think workers, salary levels are always a concern among low-wage workers. But with the unemployment rate so low and with the demand for jobs so high, I expect the natural order of things is that you will see salary increases over time. And I'm less encouraged to put further burdens on state taxpayers and supporting those the unemployment fund. So I agree with the governor's veto on that.
All right. State Representative Stephen Meskers, thanks very much for your time. Have yourself a great day.
Thank you much. Take care.
And Representative Meskers joins us on the second Thursday.